Many of the problems Mr. Horowitz identified centered on the use of the Steele dossier, which his report portrayed as essential to establishing for the FISA court that the investigators had probable cause to suspect that Mr. Page was an agent of a foreign power. The initial application relied on four claims from the dossier, and the credibility of each eroded over time. Among other flaws uncovered by the Inspector General, the FBI, in January of 2017, interviewed a primary source of Mr. Steele's for important claims about Mr. Page. The source contradicted some of what Mr. Steele had written, but FBI officials said only that they found the source truthful and cooperative, leaving the false impression in renewal applications that his account had confirmed rather than raised doubts about the dossier's reporting. The three Carter Page renewal applications contained a number of factual representations that were inaccurate, incomplete, or unsupported by appropriate documentation. Based upon information in the FBI's possession at the time the applications were filed, the report said. It placed primary blame for the significant errors and omissions on sloppiness by FBI case agents, but it also portrayed the problems as a leadership failure by senior officials and recommended that the FBI review the performance of every employee involved in the effort. The Inspector General found this pattern was not intentional, but that explanations such as that the agents were busy with the Russia investigation at the time and that the Carter Page FISA was a narrow aspect of their overall responsibilities were unsatisfactory. Mr. Horowitz took no position on whether a judge would have approved the wiretap without the misstatements and omissions. In addition, the Inspector General looked at the role of a Justice Department official named Bruce Orr, who has been vilified by Mr. Trump and his allies because he was in contact with Mr. Steele and because his wife worked for the political research firm that employed Mr. Steele. The Inspector General did not accuse Mr. Orr of being part of a conspiracy, but he criticized Mr. Orr for consequential errors in judgment, including failing to keep his supervisors informed of his actions and making himself a witness in the investigation. He also suggested that the Department's Office of Professional Responsibility review Mr. Orr's conduct.